welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We've talked about diabetes a lot on this broadcast, different modalities. You've chosen a JAMA article published in 2018, starts on page 53, that asks an important question. But first, by way of background, insulin, as listeners will know, is used in the treatment of patients with basically all types of diabetes. The need for insulin depends on the balance between insulin secretion and insulin resistance. And the indications for insulin therapy, available formulations of insulin, pharmacokinetics, and determinants of efficacy are complicated, and they change with the advent of new drugs. And I hope I'm not going to embarrass myself by saying that this is an area that is really hard as a primary care doctor to keep up with. There are lots and lots of new drugs. Still, most patients use either human insulin regular, NPH, or an insulin analog, something like Glargine or Lispro. The time to peak and the duration of action of the human insulin preparations don't replicate endogenous basal and postprandial insulin secretions, particularly in type 1 diabetes. This has led to the development of insulin analogs that were hoped to be better. The very rapid acting insulin analogs have both faster onset and shorter duration than regular insulin for pre-meal coverage, while the longer acting analogs have longer and flatter profile than NPH for sort of basal coverage. The different drugs result in slower absorption and longer duration of action. And so our job is constantly to read the literature to keep up and to choose the best combination of all of these. The JAMA article that I mentioned at the top of this poem asks the clinical question, do the long-acting insulin analogs such as Lantus and Levemir reduce the risk of clinically significant hypoglycemia compared to NPH insulin? Mark, a good study. What did they do?
Yeah, this was, I think, a very important study, and it makes me feel much better about the fact that none of my patients can afford these long-acting new insulin analogs, and we only use essentially NPH and regular insulin in our clinic. So marketing efforts have convinced a lot of folks that these long-acting drugs, and based on disease-oriented endpoints and pharmacologic arguments, that they are safer and less likely to cause hypoglycemia. But it's, one in four adults with diabetes either stop or cut back significantly on their insulin because they can't afford it. And if you look at the GoodRx, I'm just looking at it right now, Novalin N, which is NPH, is $149 compared to about $400 to $1,000 for these analogs. And actually, interestingly, it was as low as $24 to $32 in late 1917, early 2018, and then it just jumped up to $150, went down to $24. So there's some price variability, but consistently much cheaper. It's good. If you just go to goodrx.com and enter insulin, it'll give you a really nice price comparison. Anyway, these researchers looked at data from 2006 to 15 with lots of different registries from Kaiser Permanente. They were interested in pharmacy use, lab use, lab results, outpatient ED hospitalizations. And they found 25,000 adults with type 2 diabetes. They were all starting some kind of basal insulin therapy, either Lantus, Levemir, or NPH, and they had not been insulin users in the previous 12 months. They had a lot of potential confounders. This is an observational study. They weren't randomized, but they did adjust for demographics, the year of study entry, specialty, comorbidities, kidney and liver disease, visual impairment, depression, glycemic control, and history of previous hypoglycemic episodes, and even medication non-adherence. And what they found was the risk of a subsequent severe hypoglycemic episode that resulted in an ED visit or a hospital admission was actually lower in patients who started NPH at baseline compared to those who started one of the analogs. It was about 8.8 versus 11.9 events per 1,000 person years. This wasn't statistically significant, but was, at least a trend in the right direction for NPH. Glycemic control was actually significantly more improved in patients using NPH by about 0.22% in the A1C. So the bottom line is that the expensive long-acting insulin analogs that cost anywhere from 3 to 10 times as much as NPH really ended up with similar and maybe even more episodes of severe hypoglycemia than the NPH. NPH also improved glycemic control better. We're poets. We don't listen. We focus on patient-oriented outcomes, and A1C is a disease biomarker, but still, at least it's going in the right direction, one would think. A previous study also found that overall quality of life was similar with NPH versus these insulin analogs. So we talk sometimes about steps in evaluating pharmacotherapies and new drugs. And compared to long-acting analogs like Levemir and Lantus, NPH is safe, if not safer, equally well-tolerated, that's the T, equally or more effective, that's the E, and at a much lower price, that's the P. So I think we can be comfortable, you know, in our patients who, particularly where cost is an issue, using NPH insulin and not feel like we're shortchanging them in any way.
I have no comments. I think that it sort of speaks for itself. Someday we'll look back on these different doses and different insulins and say, how barbaric. But for now, it is nice to know that we can use the old standbys.
Yeah, and there is no generic insulin, remarkably. After so many years, there is no generic version of insulin. They're all branded. Maybe someday that'll happen. But for now, this is good information, I think.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.